See you guys. This is something that started back like 2 months ago. The girl I'm seeing right now is a girl from my logic class that I like. I saw her. She was a knockout. You know, she was real cute. She was like, you know, Hillary Duff, except without the linebacker shoulders. And she had a nice, plump ass, okay? So real good looking. And, like, I really wanted to get to know her and ask her out. So I came on to here asking these guys for advice, you know, what I should do, what should I tell her, what she, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they helped me, like, try to get this chick's attention, you know. For the first few weeks, it didn't work. And, you know, I got to know her, but she was, like, her sister, like, was nice enough to give me, like, her stickam and stuff. So, got on her stickam, we talked about it, and, I mean, we talked about school, and we talked about stuff. And then I got her MSN, and, like, we talked back and forth for a while. And then one day, like, I asked her out for a cup of coffee, and she's like, sure, but, you know, I'm really busy nowadays because I got a lot of classes. And I was like, felt pretty bad about that because I'd been denied, and, you know, and, but I still thought I had a chance with her. So, I wait for a few weeks, and then I get an email from her, and we talk again, and then I ask her out for a cup of coffee. And so she accepts this time, and we go out for a cup of coffee, and we study, and we talk for a while. And then I ask her out on a date, and I ask her if she'd like to go to the movies, and she says, yeah. And then I come back on vent, and it's like, yeah, I succeeded, and all kinds of stuff. And I go out, on a date, and it's a pretty cool date, and, you know, it ends up in epic win, you know, epic win, no fun time. But then the next day in class, she's like, look, I don't want anything serious right now, you know, you're a nice guy, but, you know, maybe I'll call you sometime, in that usual noise. And, like, I feel pretty heartbroken, and then for the next couple of weeks, I ignore her. And then she comes up to me, she's like, she comes up to me with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's this giant, fat weeaboo, and he's such a giant, God, he was a giant weeaboo. He had greasy hair, he smelled, he was greasy, he had pimples and all kinds of stuff, and he wore this, like, really ugly Naruto shirt, and on top of it, he wore a Hawaiian shirt, and he wore, like, these, like, really old sandals that were falling apart, and oh, God, he was, like, greasy, and he was, like, she introduces me to him, and then she, like, takes me aside, and he's like, hey, if you're nice to my boyfriend, I'll let you, like, you know, usual stuff, you know, I'll let you have pooper and crap like that. And so I'm nice to him, we talk, and he's like, oh my god, you're my best friend now. And he gives me $200 because I asked him for it to fix my car. I was like, we were talking about cars, and I told him about my car that was broken and how I needed $200, which is more than enough for what I really needed. And he gives it to me. And then one night I decide, you know, for epic lols, I'd get this girl to stop seeing this guy and to see me. And one night, like, he invites me to go to this internet cafe with him and his girlfriend. And there, like, I get on vent, and I tell everyone, hey guys, I'm here with Rebecca, who's a girl who I like. And they're all like, you mean that girl you screwed from your logic class? And I put it on speaker so he could hear. And he thinks it's a giant joke. But then, like, Rebecca gives him this, like, serious stare, you know, and then we have a big talk. She ends up leaving him, and he gets so upset, he takes me outside of the internet cafe with a bunch of his buddies, and they try to fight me, and it fails, because he's doing, like, these weird martial art, quote-unquote, moves.
Mitchell Henderson!
Hey, I'm telling a story, and it's being recorded! Hold on, I'll be right with you, okay. So, what happens is, like, me and his friends, and I mean, me, him, and his friends, we all fight, and they all lose, because they're, like, all fat and slow, and I take off his Hawaiian shirt, and I dip it in a puddle of Lord knows what, and I beat him with it, and then she leaves him, and, like, we've been going out for a while, you know, but I'm thinking of leaving her, because she's a whore, and that's the story.